This is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. In my previous videos, I covered the meaning of hot work and introduced you to some basic safety tips while both preparing and performing hot work. Even people who are working in close proximity to hot work should be aware of the safety protocols. In this video, I want to do an overview with you on the rules of using portable fueled heaters on construction job sites. I am referencing Chapter 14, Fire Protection Systems, that comes from the 2014 New York City Fire Code. To start out, let us review the entire overall scope of work that is defined within the New York City Fire Code for Chapter 14. This chapter shall govern the design, installation, operation, and maintenance, including inspection and testing of fire protection devices, equipment, and systems, and other fire protection measures for the control and extinguishment of fire. For this video, let us dive into some basic safety tips for using portable fuel-powered heaters while in construction. These heaters are covered under the FC 1403 section within Chapter 14 of the 2014 New York City Fire Code. There are strict rules as to the storage and handling of portable fueled space heaters must be labeled, listed, and designed as per construction codes. In addition to New York City Fire Code, the laws that govern also include the Mechanical Code and Fuel Gas Code. As applicable, the current fire commissioner also has the authority to implement additional rules that supersede the current fire code. People who handle these portable fuel-powered heaters must possess a certificate of fitness. Portable oil-fueled heaters can be stored, handled, and used on construction sites for curing and drying purposes. These oil-fueled heaters can be used during the heating season that runs from October 15th to May 30th at the end of the season. Portable gas-fueled heaters can either utilize liquefied petroleum, gas, or compressed natural gas. These gas-fueled heaters are also allowed for curing processes and during the same time frame as oil-fueled heaters. Refueling these heaters shall be allowed as per FC 3405 only after being shut off and allowed to cool down. Smoking is prohibited on construction sites here in New York City. Despite this fact, signage must be posted. Signage that's required as per FC 310 in the following areas. 1. On the swinging door of a fence or any kind of gate openings to a job site. 2. At entrances to any building or structure that is under construction or demolition. 3. On each floor at a stairway, elevator, and hoistway access point. 4. At any outdoor or indoor areas on construction sites where people congregate together. Except for coke-fueled salamanders, it is unlawful to ignite or maintain an open fire. When using portable fueled heaters, proper housekeeping and ventilation is a requirement. The storage of flammable liquids for portable fueled heaters must comply with FC 3406.2. Class 1 and 2 liquids shall be locked up in approved safety containers. Prior to putting the portable heater into service, it is important to secure the heater. The objective of securing the portable heater is so that it does not accidentally become overturned and damaged in the process of being in service. The heating element must also be covered in order to protect workers from accidentally touching or material making contact and catching on fire. The use of a portable fueled heater must be under supervision while it is in service. As stated previously, the person in charge of watching the heater while in service must be qualified to safeguard and check for hazards via a certificate of fitness. Well, my friend, this wraps up what I have for now on offering you safety tips that pertain to portable fuel-powered heaters that are used on the average construction project. Accidents can happen on typical construction job sites here in New York City. The objective is to learn some important safety tips and try to avoid any mishaps in the future. Stay tuned for future videos where I offer even more different types of safety tips. This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.